It's EV News Briefly for Tuesday, 27th of February. Everything you need to know in less than 5 minutes if you haven't got time for the full show. I'll be back later as always. Patreon supporters get those episodes ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. We'll start with some news of the Polestar 3. Manufacturing began in China and it will commence in the US in South Carolina by mid-2024. Polestar 3, it's going to be expensive, like 70 grand expensive plus when you start optioning that, but looks like a very, very compelling car. I'm biased, as I own a Polestar 2 these days. Renault Scenic E-Tech is the car of the year. European car of the year. Up against cars like the BYD Seal, Kia EV9, Peugeot E3008, Volvo EX30, and it won out. The world car of the year, by the way, is announced at the New York Auto Show on March 27th, and that is going to feature the Kia EV9, Volvo EX30, and BYD Seal. And what is the thing that you can spot with all of these shortlisted finalists? Well, there's not a combustion car to be found, is there? The winners, the shortlists, there are electric cars. This is picked by automotive journalists from many different countries. What does that tell you about EVs versus the rest? I think it speaks volumes, don't you? New Jersey is going to phase out the EV sales tax waiver of 6.625% sales tax over the next 3 years. But the charge-up program, the $4,000 in cash-on-the-hood rebates, is staying. It's just the sales tax rebate that will disappear over the next 3 years. MG will update its lineup and replace the MG5. It's a little long in the tooth, based on an old Chinese car called the Rho i5 from 2017, I think. It's going to be using the MG4, that's the hatchback, as the basis for an estate version of that car to replace the MG5. And it's a pure EV platform, fab chassis, by the way, and good tech. Interesting. A $230 million investment is going to be huge news for Ohio. One of the big German auto parts makers, Schaeffler, is announcing that $250 million investment in Dover, Ohio, about 80 miles south of Cleveland. Construction of the plant is going to begin mid-year. It'll be finished by 2025. They'll make EV components and axles there. FreeWire is the company that makes battery storage EV chargers. And so EV chargers, big old onboard battery of 150 kilowatt hours, trickle charge it from the grid, avoid demand charges, do it when the grid is clean and green. Their new Boost Power Pro enables electricity to be bidirectional. So the businesses that have these have the option of then trading that energy stored in the EV battery. If it's not going to be going into any cars turning up, or it's a business thing, and I don't know, your business is closed at the weekend or something, you can use that to dump energy back into the grid and trade energy and make money from it as well in terms of low cost and high cost periods. I love that. And I love the FreeWire stuff, by the way. I've been a huge fan for a long time. And I love that idea of having very high powered chargers, 200 kilowatt DC fast charging now on the latest FreeWires, in places with little teeny weeny grid connections that would be fabulously expensive to upgrade. Thank you, FreeWire. Honda unveiled their new plug-in hybrid, the CR-V EFCEV. It's got a battery, a little about 30 miles of battery range. You can plug that in, but the range extender engine is, you guessed it, it's a hydrogen fuel cell. We love the Japanese, and we love Honda and Toyota, like giving $40,000 off the Mirai from 67 to 27, and a $15,000 fuel card if you'll take the Mirai off their hands. Hydrogen's not really working, is it, in terms of passenger cars? But nice try. BYD just turned up on German shores with their one of the first of eight new roll-on, roll-off ferries, which they're going to use for themselves. And it's the start, really, of, I think, a big new Chinese invasion from the likes of BYD. And that's Briefly.